Welcome and blessed Sabbath to all the dear family, those that are coming in and those that are listening on the phone and that will be listening to the recording in a later day. Welcome everyone, and what a blessed Sabbath it is. We will begin our children's Sabbath school lesson, and we are still reading from Desire of Ages. We are in chapter 8, the title, The Passover Visit. On this day, January 11, 2014. We will begin our study with our opening scripture song, but it's taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 and 11. And it's called, Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. We would like to ask any one of the dear family that would like to have opening prayer. Little boys and little girls, mommy or daddy, can you come up to the mic?
I think if I should get to have this blessed day, I think if I should get to wake us up this morning to have a nervous day, I pray you be able to be blessed in all of us, and that we can be able to learn what we need now in order to how to understand and the real meaning of how we must be able to follow you when your second coming is about to come. Forgive us all for our sins and our iniquity on Christ the Spirit, and be with us whether we're traveling or whether we're at home. And please be able to shield us from temptation. This is my prayer and Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. For all the dear family that are coming in, if you would like to fit the slide to your screen, you can press the control key and also the key that have the minus sign, and the screen will adjust the slide so you can be able to have easy access to be able to see it clearly, okay? And if you wanted to make it larger, you also press the control key, and you're going to press also the plus sign to make it larger. Let us continue in our study. We'll begin with the first scripture of our study, taken from Exodus 12:11, on the King James Version, and it read, And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. This week, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter in our lesson book entitled, The Passover Visit. Any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Psalms 122:2. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Psalms 122:3. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Psalms 122:4. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. Psalms 122:5. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David.
Psalm 122:6. Pray ye for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that I love thee.
Psalms 122:7. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces.
Exodus 12:31. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night, and said, Rise up, and get out forth from among my people, But ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as ye have.
Desire of Ages, page 75. Among the Jews, the 12th year was a dividing line between childhood and youth. On completing this year, a Hebrew boy was called a son of the law, and also a son of God. He was given special opportunities for religious instruction, and was expected to participate in the sacred feasts and observances. It was in accordance with his custom that Jesus, in his boyhood, made the Passover visit to Jerusalem.
Can you all hear me? Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear Sister Jessica. So we're going to continue in our lesson book, Desire Ages, Chapter 8, and we will be covering pages 75 to 78. If the next family would like to take the next paragraph, Bubula.
Desire of Ages, page 75. Like all devout Israelites, Joseph and Mary went up every year to attend the Passover, and when Jesus had reached the required age, they took him with them. There were three annual feasts, the Passover, the Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles, at which all the men of Israel were commanded to appear before the Lord at Jerusalem. Of these feasts, the Passover was the most largely attended. Many were present from all countries where the Jews were scattered from every part of Palestine. The worshippers came in great numbers.
Desire of Ages, page 75. The journey from Galilee occupied several days, and the travelers united in large companies for companionship and protection. The women and aged men rode upon oxen or asses over the steep and rocky roads. The stronger men and the youth journeyed on foot. The time of the Passover corresponded to the close of March or the beginning of April, and the whole land was bright with flowers and glad with the song of birds. All along the way were spots memorable in the history of Israel, and fathers and mothers recounted to their children the wonders that God had wrought for his people in ages past. They beguiled their journey with song and music, and when at last the towers of Jerusalem came into view, every voice joined in the triumphant strain, "Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces." Psalm 122, verses 2 through 7, Desire of Ages, 75, paragraph 2.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What was a Hebrew boy called at the age of 12? And what are the three annual feasts? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Hebrew boy was called the son of the law and also a son of God. And feast the Passover, the Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles, at which all the men of Israel were commanded to appear before the Lord at Jerusalem.
Praise the Lord. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear Lord, that our dear sister Lynn is going to play for us. And this song is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 18 to 19 from the King James Version. Lord, welcome to all of the dear family coming in. We are still reading from Desire Ages, page 76. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, blah, blah, blah.
Desire Ages, page 76. The observance of the Passover began with the birth of the Hebrew nation. On the last night of their bondage in Egypt, when there appeared no token of deliverance, God commanded them to prepare for an immediate release. He had warned Pharaoh of the final judgment on the Egyptians, and he directed the Hebrews to gather their families within their own dwelling. Having sprinkled the doorposts with the blood of the slain lamb, they were to eat the lamb roasted with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Exodus 12:11. And thus shall ye eat it, he said, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. At midnight, all the firstborn of the Egyptians were slain. Then the king sent to Israel the message, rise up and get you forth from among my people, and go serve the Lord as ye have said. Exodus 12:31.
Desire Ages, page 76. The Hebrews went out from Egypt, an independent nation. The Lord had commanded that the Passover should be yearly kept. It shall come to pass, he said, when your children shall say to you, what mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians. Thus from generation to generation, the story of this wonderful deliverance was to be repeated.
Desire of Ages, page 77. The Passover was followed by the 7 days feast of unleavened bread. On the second day of the feast, the first fruits of the year's harvest, a sheaf of barley, was presented before the Lord. All the ceremonies of the feast were types of work of Christ. The deliverance of Israel from Egypt was an object lesson of redemption, which the Passover was intended to keep in memory. The slain lamb, the unleavened bread, the sheaf of first fruits represented.
Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Boys and girls, how did Passover observance begin? And what token did God use to deliver his people from the judgment of Pharaoh and his Egyptian people? If you know the answer to that question, dear one, bubble up.
The Passover began with the birth of the Hebrew nation, and he directed the Hebrews to gather their families within their own dwelling. Having sprinkled the doorsteps with blood of the slain lamb, they were to eat the lamb, roasted with unleavened bread and bitter herbs.
Amen. Praise the Lord that the Lord gave them a deliverance and given them instruction, just like the Lord is giving us instruction in this time. The doorpost was placed with the blood of the lamb as a type of the Lord putting the blood upon us, but in our hearts, in the doorpost of our hearts. So let's prepare ourselves as a people to be able to go before God and listen to his instruction, that he may also allow all the indignation today to pass over us. Let us continue in our study, Desire Ages, page 77. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 77. With most of the people in the days of Christ, the observance of this feast had degenerated into formalism. But what is its significance to the Son of God? For the first time, the child Jesus looked upon the temple. He saw the white-robed priests performing their solemn ministry. He beheld the bleeding victim upon the altar of sacrifice. With the worshippers, he bowed in prayer, while the cloud of incense ascended before God.
Desire of Ages, page 78. He witnessed the impressive rites of the Paschal service. Day by day, he saw their meaning more clearly. Every act seemed to be bound up with his own life. New impulses were awakening within him. Silent and absorbed, he seemed to be studying out a great problem. The mystery of his mission was opening to the Savior. Wrapped in the contemplation of these scenes, he did not remain beside his parents. He sought to be alone.
Praise the Lord. How beautiful the spirit of prophecy just let us know and give us a sight of how our Savior was going through these remarkable time of his life unfolding before him. Question, boys and girls, what did the child Jesus experience at the temple for the first time? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, babala.
The answer is he witnessed the impressive rites of the Paschal service. Day by day, he saw their meaning more clearly. Every act seemed to be bound up with his own life. Silent and absorbed, he seemed to be studying out a great problem. The mystery of his mission was opening to the Savior.
Amen. Let us continue in our study. We are still on page 78. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph.
Seven lessons, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 78. When the Paschal service were ended, he still lingered in the temple courts. And when the worshippers departed from Jerusalem, he was left behind. Desire of Ages, page 78, paragraph 2. In this visit to Jerusalem, the parents of Jesus wished to bring him in connecting with the great teachers in Israel. Next slide, please. While he was obedient in every particular to the word of God, he did not conform to the rabbinical rites and usage. Joseph and Mary hoped that he might be led to rabbis, the learned rabbis, and give more diligent heed to their requirement. But Jesus in the temple had been taught by God that which he had received, the beginning at once, and to impact. Desire of Ages, page 78, paragraph 3. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 78. At that day, an apartment connected with the temple was devoted to a sacred school, after the manner of the schools of the prophets. Here, leading rabbis with their pupils assembled, and hither the child Jesus came. Seeing himself at the feet of these grave, learned men, he listened to their instruction. As one seeking for wisdom, he questioned these teachers in regard to the prophecies, and the event then taken that aching place that pointed to the advent of the Messiah.
Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Who was Jesus taught by and where? And what did he do at once with what he was given by God? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
But Jesus in the temple had been taught by God, and that which he had received, he began at once to impart.
Amen. Beautiful, dear ones. We have a blessed assurance that the same way how our Savior was taught, all you little ones can be taught the same way. The Holy Spirit was given unto us that we can also come boldly and ask anything to thy Father in prayer, and the Holy Spirit will be given to impart truth as well. Isn't that beautiful that the Lord even will give the same ability to let us learn the way how his son was taught? Praise God. I just wanted to share that. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken also from Deuteronomy, but this is chapter 4, verses 5 and 6 from the King James Version.
Behold, I have taught you.
praise the Lord. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. Next week, we will continue with part two in our lesson, The Passover Visit. If any one of the dear ones would like to have closing prayer, bubble up. Righteous and Heavenly Fathers, we come before thee, Lord, to give you thanks and praises. Thank you, dear Lord, for all the insight of how our Savior grew up, Father Jesus, in the fear of God, and how we as mothers also have the opportunity to search the Scripture and through the power of the Holy Spirit teach our children in the way that they should go as well. But thank you, dear Lord, for giving us the gift of the power of the Holy Spirit in this time, that you can also help them to understand by opening their understanding to all the beautiful truths so they can be able to stand for thee in these days. I pray, dear Lord, that all the children and also the parents were blessed by this presentation, and they may be able to open conversation in their home, either in the week or even today, Father Jesus, to be able to go deeper into the experience of our Savior as a child. We thank you, Lord, for being here. Please bless each and every dear family and the little ones, and wash over them through the week, Father Jesus, and the rest of the day. We pray this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our personal Savior. Amen. So next Sabbath, dear ones, we will continue in chapter 8, the Passover visit, but this is part 2, and that will be held January 18, 2014. We have also prepared activities for the children that they may be familiar with all the words that were used during their reading, and also some colorings and activities to help them in the vocabulary. So we hope and pray that you will bless, and for those brothers and sisters that took part of the presentation, thank you and God bless you. And may y'all have a blessed Sabbath.